Okay, moving right along. So I'm excited tonight. When I mentioned that we had speakers coming down from Paso Robles, several people from the Santa Maria AA community came to me and said, you know, are they really sober up there? And so I've had dinner with them, and it is absolutely true. So without any further ado, Carrie is going to give us a 10-minute talk. So
all right. Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Alcoholic.
Hi, Terry.
My sobriety date is September 21st, 2009. My friend Peter always tells me that that's the most important thing that I've got going for me, big asset. And let me start at the beginning. I was born in Van Nuys, California, 1953. Had a very, very, what do you want to call it, Ozzie and Harriet, Leave It to Beaver type childhood. Grew up in the suburbs. My dad worked for Northrop Corporation, drove to work every day, worked at an aircraft plant. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. I was the third brother, three brothers. I'm the youngest. And things just, it was extremely normal. I was taught work hard, go to school, get good grades, get a good job. And I did all those things. Don't drink, don't use drugs. I didn't. I was 21 years old before I had my first drink. I went to UCLA. I was in high school in the late 60s, UCLA in the early 70s. There was drugs and all over the place at that time. Never did any of them. And so things at that point, pretty good. Started working, and I'm going to fast forward a little bit because I worked for 8 years for a public accounting firm. I always wanted to be a CPA. I passed the CPA exam, became a CPA. Worked for 21 years for Universal Studios. So 8 years, actually 23 years, 31 years total I worked. I didn't start having problems until I was 50 years old. And it started when I was 45. I was basically copying my childhood that I grew up with, my parents. I had I married someone who was a stay-at-home mom. I had two kids, and it was about, let's see, what's the year, 1998, okay, I'm 45 years old. I've been married for 14 years, kids are 6 and 9 years old, living in the suburbs, working in, you know, living in Simi Valley, working at University. I was miserable. I was like, this is not what I want, you know. This is what I'm doing, what I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm not happy. And I think it has to do with character defects, midlife crisis, something like that. And I left my wife for a younger woman, younger, more exciting, more sexier, you know, all those things. And we got married, and that started the downward spiral. She had done drugs before. I had never done them. We started doing drugs after our marriage wasn't really working out the way we wanted to. So we started, let's bring some cocaine into the situation. Maybe we can open up the lines of communication. There are lines from I had a job. I was a vice president at Universal Studios, making lots and lots of money, and Universal kept getting acquired by other company. I'm going to go over. We kept getting acquired, and one time the last one was General Electric acquired Universal, NBC Universal. And several of us got offers to buy out our contracts. 2 years full severance pay, first year bonus. I could get another job wherever I wanted. So I said, yeah, I'll take it. And so all of a sudden I had this tons and tons of money and lots of free time. And I just went nuts. I went crazy. And the marriage didn't work out because she was able to quit. I was not. And the downward spiral was unbelievable. I started hanging out with more people I was living in the Hollywood Hills, beautiful house. My house became like the party house. It went from a nice house to like just constant drugs, people in, it was insane. And I got to the point where I spent all my money on drugs, alcohol, gambling, went to Las Vegas all the time, and just totally destroyed my life. I went for several years without paying any attention to my bills, to my tax returns. I would get bills in the mail and just throw them out. I didn't do my tax returns from 2006, 7, and 8. I didn't do them. I'm a CPA who didn't do his tax returns for 3 straight years. And so I lost everything. By 2008, I had lost my health. I had a hernia that I ignored. I had to be taken to the hospital. I was in intensive care for 5 days. I totaled 2 cars. I got 2 DUIs. I got my license suspended. I got another driving on a suspended license. I spent all my money. I had a ton of money I didn't think I'd ever spend. Spent it all. Had to declare bankruptcy. Finally, I'd lost health. I had legal things. I had financial problems. Everything down the tubes. And in 2009, on my second trip to the emergency room, right after that happened, this was in August of 2009, several things happened. My ex-wife called me and said she had just found her brother, who was 53 years old, found him dead in his apartment, just drank himself to death. And she said, "I'm not going to have anybody else I care about. You know, you're going to get into rehab." Same time, my parents told me they would pay for my rehab. Same time, a old secretary told me she had a neighbor that had gone to rehab at this place in Thousand Oaks called the Siesta House and was still sober. So I went to rehab. It started September 21st, 2009. And I had no exposure to Alcoholics Anonymous before then. The rehab for me worked out great. It was $15,000, but it was worth every penny. Not because they really did anything other than take me to AA meetings, you know. There was a van, you know, they had some counselors there and everything, but we went to 75 AA and NA meetings in 30 days. And I was such a wreck when I started in rehab. I weighed 40 pounds less than I do now. I was just a mess. By the time I got out of rehab, I spent a couple of months in sober living down in Westlake Village, and then moved to Paso Robles, where my parents live. I moved in with my parents, and I started going to meetings in Paso Robles. And at first, not very many of them, one or two a week. And then I started meeting people who got me into the program. I have a sponsor who, his brother's right here right now, Mike Helberg, and his brother Pat is my sponsor. Pat was the secretary on Thursday at noon, and I used to have a sponsor down in Southern California. Pat, I said, I got to get a new sponsor up in Paso. So Pat says, "I'll be your sponsor," and he goes over to the board like one of these, erases his name as secretary, writes my name down. But that's how I became secretary of the Thursday meeting, and I started to get involved with the people, really friendships I've known Peter since I got sober, and developed more and more friendships, and got more and more into the program. Now I'm totally absorbed in AA. I go to meetings every day. I go to meetings outside of Paso. I'm really big on going to meetings in other cities. Go to the Cayucas beach meeting every week and Wednesday night by the beach. Go to Cambria last night to the meeting, Friday night meeting. Heritage Ranch. I mean, I'm of service. I do. I work for the central office in San Luis Obispo. I'm the vice chair now of central office. I volunteer down there. Go to work on every other Friday afternoon. Answer phones. So, anyway, I'm totally absorbed in AA. I love it. I appreciate everyone giving me the opportunity to come down here and speak. And thank you.
Okay, more from the Paso Robles contingency. We're going to hear Peter do the 12 traditions. Come on up, Peter.